Welcome back to the Breakthrough Podcast. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. We are in year 4 of the Breakthrough Podcast. Can you believe that? Yep. Each year we provided 24 impactful segments about formerly incarcerated individuals who are now entrepreneurs, as well as organizations that are supporting those individuals. Just wanted to come on to share with you the first 3 episodes. We did a little something different. We actually did this last year as well. I go out into the community and work with organizations that focus on providing services for formerly incarcerated individuals. This particular organization you're familiar with is called Pivot. We're there pretty much at least twice a year working with their audience. So for the first 2 episodes, you'll learn about what we actually do. I mean, I actually go through the process. Actually, you will see it. We're going to go through the process of providing entrepreneurship bootcamp. So if you're somebody that's interested in having a boot camp and you have at least 10 individuals, you can shoot me an email at omar@edacmorgan.com. That's omar@edacmorgan.com. And the 3rd episode is about the winners. Yep, we have winners who go through a pitch competition and they're going to tell you their story. So first episode is about Pivot. We actually go through some aspects of the entrepreneurship bootcamp. It's from 10 to 1, 3 hours. You'll get to see exactly what we do. And if you're interested, like I indicated, we want to come to your organization as well. So stay tuned to those 3 episodes. And then the next episodes, 4 through 9, we focus on what happened at our Impact Conference last year. So we'll replay some of those videos and we look forward to having your feedback from those as well. So again, Omar Muhammad, if you're looking to reach out to me, my email is omar@edacmorgan.com. That's edacmorgan.com. Until we see each other again, continue to improve and progress. Peace. We're back to the Breakthrough Podcast, and this is the part which I love the most, and that is pitching the pitch competition. So we have 4 dynamic entrepreneurs. They're going to pitch the idea for some prizes and some additional resources. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to our first contestant, Maria. The floor is yours in about 3 minutes. Ready?
All right. The name of the business is Jiffy. The problem statement, make cleaning of some clothes as easy and effective as possible and environmentally safe. The product or service, dry cleaning, who will buy? Business professionals aged 26 to 65 who are conscious of the environment and climate change. How will you find customers? How will they find you? Oh, have a website, word of mouth, community events, social media, and commercials. Who are the team members in their roles? Have an accountant, a lawyer, an insurance company, and banker. How will you make money? Membership. What are the expenses per month and transactions from there? So with the startup, we would have, the first part would be business buildings and washers and research departments. And it will be starting out with one business, one building to start out with. And then the professional associations with Dry Cleaning Services of America, the Better Business Bureau, and World Health Organizations.
Questions?
I wanted to know what it was that you were solving. I didn't hear what the problem was that you were solving.
Okay. So dry cleaning helps with water storage.
Can I get some feedback?
Yes.
And I wish I had said this before you started. Remember this pitch, your pitch. Right? The whole point of this is to be pitchy. Right, so this is almost like that interview question.
Oh, like I'm smiling to you.
Yeah, like not like.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I thought that was.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not, oh, let me say what the question is to answer.
Oh,
right? Because, and then you want to. So, if can we give you 30 seconds so that you can just like try to give us something that's going to make us say, wow. You ready? On the spot right now. If you can, just say no.
Okay. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
I'll say this as well. Pitching, it can be a serious situation, but if you tell your story, you know, what problem are you solving in the marketplace? Who's going to buy it? Who's on your team? And how are you going to make money from it? And we're here to support you. All right, so next up, we have Tamara.
Come on down.
Come on. Yes, in 3 minutes, I'm about to start. You better make up them while you're walking.
Yeah, right.
You
gotta get it together. Come on.
In 3 minutes to start.
Yeah. You got this.
All right, a little voice. Your 3 minutes started.
Hello. Name of my business is Hair and Lace by Lanier. The problem I'm stating is that it is not when it comes to kids with cancer, the main thing people think about is donating toys and granting them, which is nobody thinks about how they're feeling. So that's what I want to tailor to, like basically embracing their beauty. My product is custom made wigs tailored to children with cancer. I want them to know that there's versatility and embracing the effects that it has on them, but seeing like their personality to transform that into a wig. Who will buy, like the main consumers I want to reach out to is mostly the children's hospitals. And I would say like family members with children with cancer, but I really don't want to make them pay, so my main source will be the children's hospital. How I find customers, how will they find me, marketing, advertising, online, visiting and going to the children's hospitals, basically, and pitching like my idea and to see what they think. How I make money and donations, I will sell wigs, make regular wigs to regular customers and see if they can donate a portion of it to help me finance my way for the kids with cancer.
That was good. All right, judges, we have 2 minutes.
About 2 minutes started.
I'm sorry. Who helped you move towards your idea?
Well, on my grandpa's side, we have a history of cancer, and I know the effects from seeing it, how it deteriorates them. But I mean, I never seen like big whale wings, but I want something that can express them through their personality, what they like, to customize it. Just so they can feel like them. I know the effects that it does as far as losing their hair.
So you think you're gonna have family support with this business?
Yes.
I'm not even here if you said it or not, but how would you get it up with you making them? Will you find the vendors?
I know like I wanna make them, so I'll have to find vendors, but eventually I do want to bring people on board that's already more experienced than me. They can teach me and help me in a process too.
So where are you getting this hair from?
I have to buy them.
So I'm sorry, one more thing. I keep hearing you say you gotta find vendors. So what skill do you have? What do you want to do for the business?
Well, my experience would be like personally seeing it and going through it. I mean, I know little things about doing hair, but I don't know far into more deep into weeds. So I know a lot about hair for braiding, certain things, but I don't know about making wigs. So that's the experience that I need to get more of.
But you need experience with past family members who have cancer, right?
Yes.
So you empathize with cancer patients?
Yes.
How are you going to use the money to, if you win, what are you going to use it for? How are you going to invest in the business?
Well, first, I will have to do, and then I'll have to find people that already know, like, basically take more classes to help me get more experience. But I don't have to look at the people that already know how to make wigs.
All right. Next up. Do you need a few minutes?
No,
he's
good.
Good. Come on up, Jessica.
So today I'm teaching y'all an idea of owning my own food truck, which will be called Wednesday. We encourage delicious, nutrition-based, enticing, safe, and dishes all year. Wednesday.
You are right
there. We encourage delicious, nutritional-based, enticing, safe, and dishes all year. Wednesday. The problem I have is when I go to food trucks, it's all heavy food. Nothing healthy, nothing to get people eat today to keep them up, stuff that just makes me go to sleep. So I want to create healthy, nutritional meals that, you know, people can eat and still get to work day while falling asleep. You know, if I eat something too heavy, I'm falling asleep. This ain't all that. People who buy is like gym trainers, you know, people who enter want to eat healthy and, you know, live normally, you know. I'll be going to school events, gyms, you know, have my schedule up with the flyers, putting flyers up. People who want to help me with me, you know, like my real team, which is my content. I definitely want to be my son. People want to be with me, tell the people, you know, I got to be with certain people, you know, I don't know about you. My expenses every month, I guess because I'm head of food trucks, I have to be able to have money for, you know, to get to where I'm going, gas, and for the food. Food is very hot these days, so I would have to find certain places, hopefully places that sell the good food that I need. So, you know, we all need to be healthy. And that's it.
All right.
So I heard a lot about food,
right?
The healthy food, but what exactly are you getting ready to make?
Healthy.
What are some examples of some dishes?
Right. This is with low calories, salads, you know, a lot of greens and vegetables and fruit, because most of the time that's all we need. We don't really need no sugary stuff. The natural sweetness and stuff where we come from, our fruit and vegetables are all. So I'll be getting salads and just foods with low calories.
So how are you going to keep that fresh on the food truck?
I'm keeping fresh and food. I guess I'm going to go buy fresh every day.
Food refrigerated.
Yeah, my food truck is refrigerated. So,
we are pretty ahead, right? And people are in the habit of running the fast food, right? To those food trucks where the food is real heavy, right?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think we're going to purchase your food?
I'm going to try to have a unique taste and you know, some things can smell savory, but don't be so savory, you know. So I'm trying to bring a certain unique smell to my food. You know, bring a couple of that. I know people like that food, but you can also get good food out of it.
You got a specific
example?
Yeah, I'm now hungry. I'm trying to hear what we get ready
to eat. I can make a nice thing. I can make a nice steam sound over top of spinach. Right over the spinach. I can't remember the name of this. I just made it.
Hold on, focus on the judges.
Mm-hmm.
5 seconds, judges.
Okay, so I heard you saying that you know you're going to be healthy, but how did the people who want to be healthy, how they going to find you? How they going to know where your food is at? In the sea of food trucks.
Oh, I said I'm going to put up flyers every day. They go to community events, you know, a lot of sports, sporting events. You love to eat healthy at home. Everybody don't want my fries and
All right, our final contestant for the pivot pitch competition.
So my name is Kelly, and my business is called My Jobs. It stands for My Journey on Becoming Successful. It is for men and women who have been incarcerated and are coming home and has not had the proper attire for work or interview. It's going to be a nonprofit organization. It's going to be free clothing. I'm going to keep it to a minimum of 2 outfits. I don't know, that's some change. This is just something I'm just jotting down. Shoes, coats, hats, socks, jewelry, watches. We'll be there. I will have a legal team to assist me with insurance and steps. And how I will be funded is by contribution grants. My monthly expenses, I was guessing about $5,000 a month because I'm in legal business. have people come in and drop their clothes and gas is not your boy, milk trash. Their family will be at community events in 4 cities. Because I don't like to leave. So. And Mr. Omar. Omar.
It's got to be Omar, 21.
Mr. Omar. This is 21. And I would like to sign contracts with my sisters. Jessica, I might need your food truck. I know I definitely need your food truck. Damira, I would love to see if you would help donating for young guys that have with ladies that help with someone that's at home that does not have their hair, want to feel good, and men too, something out there too. And then Maria, I would need to dry clean it because I have clothes that need to be washed. So, I will end there.
How will you get the roads? I didn't need to say that.
Don't be.
Okay. Any other way you think was keep going?
It's all been like stores that have like this town especially we purchased through the contribution grants that I did.
So, like, you visited Dress for Success before. So,
I did my first time.
Right, so what would set your business apart for something like that?
Well, actually, we had a bit bigger, but like, we had more. It would be bright, not like our colors. It would be more color coordinated. It would be like real fancy, I guess.
And so I recommend that with your Dress for Success. So if people already know about Dress for Success, how do you know that they can help you?
I guess I'll go on and promote myself. I will just let them know, like, hey, I love you. And so, maybe I'll put it for work or whatever they can answer this time around. Would you like to come to my shop and see what I have to offer?
And then we said, no, I already got an appointment with Dress for Success.
Oh, Dress for Success. Oh, I would say just come on, just come check it out. Maybe you'll see something that you may like. Or maybe that's a hurt that is
heavy. So I hear you talking. I mean, I think it's a good idea. What I don't hear is how are you going to be profitable? Like, I hear a lot about money going out. I don't hear anything about money coming in.
Through your contribution grants, and also I
have how to write grants.
I do have someone in grant assistant for grants. We use a title school and we partner. She also is from C grants. So, yeah, and we have someone to assist me.
You want to say that?
Well, I haven't talked about that yet, but I'm actually, or I'm quite sure that we have a school for that we can step in.
So, okay, what skills do you bring to this? What's your skill?
Well, learning is good because growing up, I don't have skills doing this, learning stuff. I always was a person that might be in a club, and when it's time for a job, I didn't get excited. So now I'm like, okay, I'm 41 years old, let's grow up. So I want to help other people not go through what I want to do, try to find something, don't have any money. So the experience is,
so you have a story to tell.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, this is your idea. I mean, it's going to take some more practice, but you all did a good job of getting up here and really sharing the idea that you have in mind. So at this moment, we're going to have the judges deliberate. We also have big checks over here. So
what we have to do, is that right? And put first. We go two. Whatever y'all decide, you know, protect over there. All right, so at this time, if you all want to grab something,
we'll be right back, everybody. We'll take a quick break. All right, so this is the part portion where we give out certificates for those who participated in the boot camp. And
okay, so first of all, let me say thank you all for participating on today. Give yourself a round of applause. We really appreciate you all for that, okay?
Yeah.
So this is a certificate of completion of the RIDE program, and we hereby certify that your name's inserted, has attended and successfully completed the Returning Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures, Entrepreneurship Training Bootcamp. And this is signed by Mr. Omar and is dated for today. So our first participant is Angie McCray.
Thank you so much.
You got the picture up front. What would it be like that? There we go.
Our next person is Sierra Lee. All right, Sierra. Our next participant is Damira Lathan.
Let's get a judge for hand, y'all.
Hey, you guys are ready?
Yeah.
All right, so there were only two winners in this competition.
Yeah.
And our second place winner. Well, the second place winner is, the mirror hair.
This has been the Breakthrough Podcast. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. Until we reach it, see each other again, peace.